There is our school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so if you'll pull up a chair and get your Bibles, we'll soon begin our class. Now what we're going to do today is look at a Sunday school lesson, or begin a Sunday school lesson, on the return and rebuilding of the temple. And we've been studying the history that we have in the Old Testament. And we've come to this period where the children of Israel, particularly the children of Judah, are going to return from Babylonian captivity and come back to Jerusalem and the land of Judea. Now, before we do that, I think it's a convenient time to look at the historical periods of the Bible. There are 12 of them in the Old Testament. One period between the Testaments, the period between the Old Testament and the New Testament, and then two periods in the New Testament. And by reviewing those 15 historical periods, it kind of gives us an overview of the Bible story. So I'm going to give you a 5-point introduction to the Bible, and we'll look at these 15 historical periods in just a moment. Before I do, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's talk about these historical periods. You see, the Bible has a story in it. And by understanding the narrative of the story, it helps us to know where to place all these different Bible teachings. For example, when we're studying in the prophets, we need to know what historical period that prophet is teaching in. And that may not always be evident looking at the prophet itself, but once we know the Bible story, then we'll be able to kind of hang all these teachings on different places along that Bible story, and it introduces much clarity to do that. A lot of time when I'm doing a home Bible study, the first thing I like to do is introduce people to their own Bibles. And in doing that, I have a little 5-point introduction to the Bible that's easy to remember. Number one, the Bible is one book. Now that's really amazing, because it is written over a period of about 1,500 years by about 40 different writers, writing in 3 different languages in 3 different continents, Asia, Africa, and Europe. And yet, when you put all those writings together, you have one book. And it is one book that harmonizes, even though it is a book talking about the most controversial subject that we have. When we're talking about religion, we're talking about controversy. And this one book has a harmony in it all the way through from Genesis to Revelation when it comes to the subject of religion. That is so important to realize, that we put these books, all these writings together into one book. And the reason we can do that is because the Bible comes from one mind. The Bible is a book that comes to us from the mind of God. Now, that's the one book. But number two is this: 2 major divisions. And you're familiar with these terms, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, there's a lot of confusion about why there's these 2 major divisions. And basically, it's this. The Old Testament was a covenant that God made with the children of Abraham, and it was limited for a time. It was for the Israelites and for the Jews. And then when that covenant had accomplished its purpose, Jesus took it out of the way and replaced it with a new covenant that applies to all of the world. Now, we're no longer under the statutes and ordinances and worship and sacrifices that are associated with the Old Testament. That was for the Jews, and it was only for the Jews up until the time of the inauguration of the New Covenant. And now we're all under the New Covenant. And so there's practical application. And knowing the difference between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, and the words we commonly use for that are the Old Testament and the New Testament. So number one, the Bible is one book. Number two, it has two major divisions, Old Testament and New Testament. Now number three, there are three dispensations in the Bible. Well, what do we mean by that? I hear a lot of time people say, well, a dispensation is a period of time that, and then they go on. And that's not exactly right. A dispensation is not a period of time, but rather a dispensation is the manner in which God, well, he dispenses with man, how God works with man. And by explaining it, I think you'll understand it. There was a time in which God worked through the families of the world, through the fathers. And so we call this a patriarchal dispensation. It was a family system. But then there came a time when God worked through the nation of Israel through the law of Moses. He had Moses give them the law, and he worked with Israel on a national basis through that law of Moses. So we've gone from a family system now to, for Israel, it was a national system. And so the father didn't serve as the priest at the altar. You had a special order of priests for that nation to serve at the altar under that Mosaic dispensation. But now God works or dispenses with all of us and all of the world through Christ and his law. And so it is an international system, a universal system. We've gone from a family system under the patriarchal dispensation to a national system under the Mosaic dispensation to an international system under the Christian dispensation. And that's how God works with us today. So we have one book, two major divisions, three dispensations. Now number four. There are four major divisions of each, or four divisions of each of the two major divisions. Now, don't let me stumbling here confuse you. This is a lot of time we can divide this up into literary type. For example, the four divisions under the Old Testament. You have a time of history in which the literary type is a narrative, and then you have some poetry, or sometimes called wisdom literature. Well, let me go back and start over. Here's the four minor divisions under the Old Testament, in the Old Testament part of the Bible. It is law, history, poetry, and prophecy. We have the law. That's usually considered the first five books. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And then we have a history that goes from Joshua all the way up to the book of Esther. Those are historical narratives. And then we have books of wisdom or books of poetry. And that would be Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. And then following that, we have the prophets, sometimes divided into major and minor prophets, but they are the prophets from Isaiah all the way to Malachi at the end. And so those are the four literary divisions of the Old Testament. Now there's also four literary divisions of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John go together, as they give us the story of Christ. And sometimes they're called the Gospels. Well, put that in context. There's one Gospel, but there's four accounts of that one Gospel. And then you have the one book of history, the book of Acts. And then you have a set of letters called epistles, sometimes divided into Paul's epistles and the general epistles, like Peter and John and James, but they go from Romans to Jude, and then you have this one book that is an apocalypse. It's a revelation given in signs, the book of Revelation. And so that's the four divisions of the New Testament. So you got one book, two major divisions, three dispensations, four subdivisions of the two major divisions, and now for the 15 historical periods. Let me go through those real quickly. We'll start with the antediluvian period, That means the period of time before the flood, before the deluge, beginning when God created the heavens and earth and all the way up into the great flood where Noah had built the ark. And then you have the post-diluvian period, and that would be that historical period immediately after the flood that would include the Tower of Babel and the confusion of the languages. And this goes on until the calling of Abraham. When we get to that point where God calls Abraham to go out into the strange country, we begin what we'll call the patriarchal period. And that's the story of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then the story of Judah and Joseph. And that carries us through the book of Genesis. And then as we begin in the book of Exodus, we see a new king arose over Egypt that put the descendants of Jacob into bondage. And so we have this period of Egyptian bondage. Out of that period, God calls Moses, and we read about those 12 plagues that came on the land, or the 10 plagues that came on the land, and how Moses brought them out of Egyptian bondage across the Red Sea into the wilderness. That gives us the period of wilderness wandering. That's when they come to Mount Sinai, and this goes on until they come to the Jordan River, and they cross over. Moses doesn't cross over, but Joshua takes command, and we have the period of conquest in the book of Joshua, followed by the period of judges in the book of Judges. And the people wanted kings. So we have the period of the United Kingdom with three kings, Saul, David, and Solomon. Now, for a short time, Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, but he was a foolish king, and under him the kingdom divided into northern Israel and southern Israel, sometimes called Ephraim and Judah. And so we have a period of the divided kingdom. And in northern Israel, they became so apart from God in worshiping of idols and wicked kings that God had them carried away into Assyrian captivity, which as a people, they lost their identity. And then after that, there was a time of Judah alone. But Judah also had their problems and their forsaking of God, and they were carried away into Babylonian captivity. That's the 11th period, a period of about 70 years with the captives in Babylon. But then they returned from Babylon under Ezra and Nehemiah, and that's the period of return and restoration. And that's where the Old Testament comes to a close. We come to the New Testament, and, well, between the Old and New Testament, there's sometimes called the silent period, but it's the period between the Testaments of about 400 years, of which the Bible only indirectly states, talked about through way of prophecy. But then we come to the New Testament, and we have the life of Christ, a period of about 35 years, and then the story of the early church, another period of about 35 years. So that is 15 historical periods. If you can remember those 15 historical periods, you can remember the Bible story. And in the Sunday school lesson we're going to be studying, we're going to be looking at this last period in the Old Testament, the period of the return and the restoration of the children of Israel from Babylon back to Jerusalem. And they're going to rebuild the temple, and they're going to set up some reforms. And it's not just a return to the land, it's a return to God and a restoration of the Old Testament worship. And so it's going to be a very interesting study as we look at Ezra and Nehemiah.